It's Cleveland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Can't you see I love you? Please don't break my heart in two. That's not hard to do.
It's not my best, not my new favorite sport.
Well, it looks very awesome.
Okay, so this is called M1. It's called M1 Fighting.
Yes. And they are dressed up as medieval knights.
Yes, they are. And they're in the octagon!
Dude, they've got like actual swords with shields.
Yes, and helmets and chainmail.
And they're kicking each other. This is insane, dude. Like, how does someone not die? I'm not kidding. They have swords in an octagon. And they are swinging them hard.
And you wondered where gladiators came from. I mean, it's unbelievable.
They're swinging them hard, too. And those tiny little shields.
Oh, yes.
How do you know who wins? Like, obviously, you can't fight to the death. You can't fight to the death.
It's interesting as we kind of watch this. Because when you think about, and I know it's a ridiculous movie, but that night movie with Heath Ledger. It was all about, you know, with all the Queen songs and everything.
Oh.
Night Tale or whatever.
A Knight's Tale.
Yeah.
But that was actually in medieval times.
Yes, but...
See, this reminds me more of the movie Running Man with...
But they didn't fight Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What do you mean? Well, they did fight. They were running for their lives.
Yeah, but they didn't fight in the octagon.
No, not in an octagon, but they had like a little maze. They had to try to... What? Or Death Race. Like, it feels like our sports are just gradually or not so incrementally just ramping up.
When are we going to get rollerball?
Right, exactly.
I'm not kidding. I want rollerball.
It sounds like the next step to this is rollerball. And we would watch it.
Yeah, well, you know, what I was trying to get at is in medieval times, it wasn't just jousting. They actually did have, I mean, even though Knight's Tale is a joke, I love the movie.
It's a great movie.
I'm not going to it necessarily be historically accurate.
Right.
But when they did have tournaments, they did have the fighting portion.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in a ring. And they didn't often kill each other. So maybe it's like that.
I still don't understand how they figure out who wins this.
Kind of like probably fencing, except with broadswords.
No, I've used a fence. I know how you count the score and winner in that. You know,
if you still have an arm.
No, I mean,
you get a point.
If you get touched 21 times before you touch the other opponent with your blade 21 times, then you lose. Then you do that 3 times, and it goes pretty quick. And you just get poked. They're not running at you with a huge sword, and you don't have a shield with you. I mean, these guys are hitting each other. I don't know if they're awarding points or what. A dude just got hit in the head hard with a big sword.
The big sword.
And they're kicking. I'm gonna have to look this up because this is insane.
It's called
M1
Fighting.
Yeah. Seriously, if you're out there and you get home, or if you're listening to us on your computer, look that up, because it is crazy. That is crazy to watch. Oh, my God. And yet part of me really wants to go do that.
Go do it.
I want to go do it.
You want to go... Okay, so you want to go just hit broadswords at people.
Yes, but not in a LARPing Dungeons and Dragons sort of way.
Like,
where
I'm going to get you, sucka type of way. Like, I'm going to kill you right there.
Like those guys. Those guys were not playing around.
No.
But I have years of training with a blade. I don't have a helmet, so I'd have to get a helmet and shielding.
It just sounds so filthy the way you talk about it.
What?
Well.
I believe I would be pretty good at that.
At fighting with a sword?
Yeah. I think I'd be pretty good.
You'd be a big target, though.
It's not about the size of the target. It's about where you hit the target.
So it's not the size. It's how you use it.
No, it's they have to be able to hit me. And if they hit me someplace that doesn't hurt, then it doesn't do anything.
It's only a flesh wound.
Right. Exactly. Like, you've got to hit me somewhere where it's going to hurt.
Head?
Well, you've got a helmet on.
Shoulders?
See, the shoulders would hurt.
Knees? Toes?
I would actually be more concerned about my toes. And this is weird. I know this sounds funky, but
funky toes.
When I used to fence, So you have your foil, which is the blade that really bends a lot. And we used to, when I fenced foil, one of the things you would do is you would go for the torso shot. And then when they kind of bent down and tried to block you, you'd pull your sword back and you'd literally use your blade as a whip and you'd hit them on the back because the blade would bend and strike them on the back. It was fantastic. That hurt and that would leave a mark. But when you fenced épée, your entire body is a target. And people don't think they're protecting their hand, they're protecting their arm and head and torso. You know where they're not protecting? Their foot. And I saw so many people break toes because those épée blades are stiff. They're really hard. And the guy would come in and the other person would go to parry. And instead of going around it, they'd just go straight down because their foot's out there. And all they have to do is just straight out arm, straight down, and crack a toe.
And once you crack a toe.
And once you break a toe in a tournament, you are allowed to continue. But for the most part, you break a toe in a tournament, you win. Like, you're going to win.
It just seems like sneaky and underhanded.
There is a lot of sneaky underhandedness that goes on in fencing, especially with épée, though. There's a lady who owns the Cheyenne Fencing Club down on Colfax. She was the last American lady to represent the United States in fencing, mm-hmm. in épée. This was 20 years ago. So she was the last Colorado lady. She would want to get in close. And she'd get in close and she'd step on your foot. And when you were trying to get away, now you're focused on her standing on your foot. So you just automatically, you instinctively pull your foot back and you take a few steps back. Well, the minute you do that, she pushes you and then follows up with her right hand blade and just nails you.
And that's why women shouldn't have knives.
I'm telling you, she was good. She was sneaky. But fencing was a lot of sneakiness. It really was.
It makes me think a lot less of the musketeers. Because you know that all came from...
Oh, you know what? If you're fighting with blades, so one night when we were at the club...
We started getting a little drunk, and the next thing we know, the little balls on the ends came off.
We took a sewing needle, one of those big sewing needles, and taped them to the ends of our blades. So maybe about half an inch showed. Not enough to really hurt, but certainly enough to... I mean, not to do damage, but enough to hurt. You fence completely differently when you know there's a sharp edge on the end of that foil. You don't get so close. You don't just run at each other anymore. You're like, you know what? I'm going to try to be a little sneaky. I'm going to try to find my way in there so I can get you without getting hit. You're fighting with a sharp edge. You get sneaky and deviant. You absolutely do. No question about it. If I was a musketeer, I would do anything it takes. I'd have a little sandbag around my hip so I could just pull out sand and throw it in their face, blind them for a second. So
glitter would be much more fun.
Yeah, but, you know.
Just go, whee!
I don't think the Musketeers had glitter. We're not doing.
Sure they did. They were French.
We're not doing transsexual Musketeers.
Why does glitter have to be transsexual? Everyone likes glitter.
I do not like glitter. Glitter is.
Glitter makes everything happier.
It is the herpes of the entertainment world. It never goes away. Never. I'm not kidding.
Wait, what?
Glitter is the herpes of the entertainment world.
It's forever.
It is forever. Like, you think you have vacuumed it up and mopped it and done everything you can with it, and I guarantee you 3 years after you have a little glitter on your stage, you go back and you're going to find more glitter, like in the cracks and in the corners. And I'll just, it never goes away.
But
ever.
But makes it happy. Like, glitter makes things better.
I don't.
If you have like a cheese sandwich, a glitter cheese sandwich is way better.
No, I do not want glitter on my food, near my food, around my food, my clothes,
my hair.
What
if it was tasty glitter?
No. Even like edible glitter, they don't make such a thing. I don't think.
They call it gledible.
That was terrible.
Yes, it was. I'm sorry. I couldn't think of anything better, but I had to come up with something. I would like to apologize to everyone out there for that last glettable joke, because that was really terrible.
I mean, sometimes you swing for the fences with a good portmanteau, but
and
every
sometimes
now and then,
you sprain your knee swinging,
or the ball goes off your head for a home run.
I'm like Jose Canseco. Yes. I'm a Bash brother.
So no, glitter is awful. I hate it. It really is the worst. But I don't know how we got talking about. Oh yeah, because we were talking about the Three Musketeers. That took a very weird turn.
You know what? Glitter's awful. Do you know what's really awful?
What?
Gary Glitter.
Well,
he's really awful.
Yes, he is. So you know what today is besides being hump day?
Hump day. Whoop, whoop.
Besides being hump day.
No.
It's one of my favorite times of year.
Free food day?
No, although that would be great. That doesn't exist.
Jack Link's beef jerky day?
That doesn't exist either, I don't believe.
I'm a Sasquatch day?
We should get those guys to sponsor us the more we talk about them so much.
What day is it today?
Today is the kickoff of the spelling bee.
Oh, for hell.
Yes. It is this National Spelling Bee Day. Tomorrow it's going to be on ESPN. I'm going to watch it. I love the spelling bee. So guess what we're going to do?
It's one homeschool kid beating another homeschool kid, beating another homeschool kid.
Well, guess what we're going to do, homeschool? In hour number two, I have a list of every single winning word from 1925. Every word that a spelling bee champion has had to spell to win the championship.
Coming up after the break, see how stupid Darren and Big Fuzz look.
Exactly.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.
There's no strings upon this love. Juicy.